You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. The podcast.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, in with Jay Will. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. NBA trade deadline yesterday, 44 players were traded. It's the most on any date in the last 30 seasons. We talked about the winners in the first hour of the show. Jay's winners were Miami Heat, the Bulls, the Clippers, Lou Williams going to Atlanta, and then, of course,
it was more Magic City.
Magic City, Atlanta, and the Wings. But, it's always about the Wings.
But I do like the pickup of Lou Will for Atlanta, him and Trae Young together in the backcourt.
Score off the bench.
Wow.
As well.
And the way Nate McMillan's been coaching that team.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
Like, they're top five in the East.
And by the way, John Collins did not get traded.
That's also
interesting how maybe he's now thinking, I kind of like it here now. So we shall see. But, of course, when there's winners, there's also losers. So, Jay, let's talk about the losers from the trade deadline. Shall we begin?
I got one for you. Can I kick it off with this?
I want you to.
It's a city north of us, and I don't understand what's going on. So, you know, last year I was in Los Angeles at the Staples Center before all this stuff broke down. We were doing Lakers-Clippers, and before we even got to that game, the game we had before that was Celtics versus Lakers. And I watched Jason Tatum go off against LeBron. And I was like, damn, Jason Tatum's the guy that should be in the MVP conversation.
Right.
Jaylen Brown got his money, right? You're like, okay, Kemba Walker, like, what's happening? Championship contender-like team. What has happened to the Boston Celtics? How far off have we gone? Now to a team that we're talking about being in the playoff game, the playoff tournament, right? And everybody's saying, well, they got Evan Fournier. That's how you pronounce his name for everybody out there, Fournier. Talented player, averaging 19 points, can shoot the ball well from the outside. Like, it's just underwhelming for me. We were talking about a team 2 years ago, getting to the Eastern Conference Finals multiple times, being that talented of a team. Now to a team who's talking about playing in the play-in tournament, Brad Stevens and company, they're having coming to Jesus-like meetings with Marcus Smart. And they still come out and they lose to the Raptors the next day? Like, I don't know how far they've fallen off. And I feel like Danny Ainge, is it that time? Like, what we saw happen to the 76ers when Daryl Morey came in and they retooled that team with Doc Rivers, it feels like a different 76ers team.
Yes.
It does. Everything about them feels different this year. Could it be the same scenario for Boston? Do we need a change in Boston?
Yeah.
Do we need somebody to come in and give us new direction for Danny Ainge? Do we need somebody whose voice is just no longer just kind of muffled from Brad Stevens' perspective? I'll tell you one thing that's starting to look interesting for Brad Stevens. Indiana. IU's been sitting there. They're looking for a coach. It's like, how long has Brad Stevens been here? Does he really have the ear of the players? It almost feels like we're at that point. Now, I'm not saying I'm sure.
It gets still.
But it feels like it's time to talk about that because Evan Fournier does not get them over the hump.
It's not moving the needle for you?
No, but so look at these tiers. The Nets are in tier one, I think, by themselves because of their talent.
Agreed.
Tier two, look at the 76ers.
Yep.
Look at the Bucks.
Yep.
Look at what Miami has done.
Yes.
Okay? Tier three, look at what the Hawks are doing. The Hawks have – Lou Will is a huge addition to their team with Nate McMillan. Look at what's happening with – the Raptors would be in that category. Look, the Hornets are in that category. We're talking about the Hornets further advanced than we are the Boston Celtics with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
If you look at the standings, the Hornets now, LaMelo Ball's injury notwithstanding, the Hornets are in fourth. The Knicks are in fifth. The Celtics they're in the 7-10 bracket right now. They're a mess.
The Celtics are the eighth.
Yeah, the Heat
One game above the Pacers.
Yeah.
And the Bulls just get Vucevic. They're two games behind the Celtics.
And the Bulls are right. They're on the rise right now as well. You got to watch that team. So I completely agree with you. And what Danny Ainge has done is he's always the smartest guy in the room. He's collecting all these draft picks, and it was always that anticipation of he's got all these assets. He's going to do something, and nothing. It went from a Kyrie Irving trade, which got everybody's attention, to Kemba Walker. All right, so you bring in a guy that's more likable. Evan Fournier? Like, that's your move? And they lose Tice. They lose some more defense in front. Now you want Tristan Thompson's now got to be a bigger player for you. Rob Williams, like, you've got I don't know what to make of them, but I wonder if it's no longer a talent issue, but maybe more of what's above the talent. Yeah. And could it be head coach? Could it be front office? Is it time? It does get stale, Bart.
Gets stale after a while. And let's see if are there going to be players in the buyout market? Does anybody
want to go there?
Anybody believe in them? Because we believe Aldridge is going to go down to Miami, right? So I mean,
Aldridge is in Miami. He's with the Miami. Okay, Heat. He's with the Miami Heat. So there goes that.
So they're going to have to make. You know, maybe they can have some more moves. And listen, you want to give Danny Ainge the benefit of the doubt, but at this point, it's kind of getting stale. It's kind of going in the other direction.
And
you got to shake it up.
What are you doing with all those assets? And again,
that's the point.
And we're going to start looking at the
Thunder. They've lost a lot of them, but yes.
How about the Thunder? The Thunder have 17. 34
picks.
17 in the first, 17 in the second, in the next 7 years. You got to spend that somehow. You're not draft. You're not every single pick. You're not making every single pick. Eventually, that capital has to turn into something tangible.
Right.
And you can't – like, that's what happened with the process in Philly. It started to become a thing of collect draft picks, keep losing, but you'll be able to do something fantastic with it.
When?
Because we're still waiting in Philly for it to be fantastic. They had to fire everybody and hire new people, and maybe now it'll get there. Danny was doing the same thing. Oklahoma City's doing the same thing. You've got to spend it as much as you collect it. So you call them losers, right? You call them their trade deadline losers. All right, how about the Rockets?
You mean the team that once had James Harden and Victor Oladipo?
James Harden and Chris Paul.
Well,
they were in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, I mean,
up 3-1.
They've had a lot of talent. I feel, it's a little bit deeper of a worrisome for me for the Rockets, right? Because Victor Oladipo's value has gone down and down and down and down.
Amazing.
Right? Like, I mean, what Miami was able to get Victor Oladipo for was kind of like mind-boggling to a degree. Avery Bradley, I don't have it all in front of me. Avery Bradley was another pick. It was just it was problematic to a degree, right? You're wondering, like, this is what the Houston Rockets get in return?
Right.
So, I mean, obviously now you have John Wall, you have Boogie Cousins, but, like, there's still a lot. I mean, it's Avery Bradley, Kelly Olynyk, Dante Exum, right? They're retooling. They're in complete rebuild mode. Complete rebuild mode.
From the Harden trade, you got 4 firsts. You get 5 swaps, which means if you have a better record than the team you can swap with, you can take their pick instead. And if you think about the teams they just traded with, highly unlikely. Victor Oladipo played with you for 20 games. You got him from the Pacers, and you were hoping get him in that deal with the Harden deal. That was a 3-team deal. Get him, and then maybe he'll sign an extension because he's going to be a free agent. And he said, I'm all set. So he didn't want to stay in Houston. He wanted to be in Miami. He got what he wanted. So now where does the Rockets go from here as the Houston depression era continues since cheating to win the World Series? Yeah, I said.
I mean, between that, the Texans, the Astros, it's
it's been rough.
There's a lot of pressure on the Houston Cougars in the NCAA tournament. I'll tell you that, to carry the load for this.
All right, let me ask you about the Raptors. You have them listed as a loser. Why?
Because I thought that at the end of the day, look, it's not a loser, but I thought Masai was going to be able to talk somebody into getting him exactly what he wanted for Kyle Lowry.
Why not
was a lot.
But why 2 first? 1 first? I might do it. 2?
Yeah, I mean, 3. Look, he asked for it. I mean, I'll tell you, there are a lot of teams, and I give Daryl Morey and the Miami Heat a lot of credit for not biting, right? Because, I mean, not saying George Hill is the answer. I still would have had Kyle Lowry, but I mean, they seem to be in love with Tyrese Maxey and some of the younger players. Like, they're in love with them. Their names have been included in multiple trade talks, and Daryl Morey has not budged on them. Him and Doc Rivers do not want to give those young assets up. So obviously, I'm not with them every day. There's something that they see there where there's incredible value, but there is a certain toughness. So think about, in order to say no to Kyle Lowry, who brings toughness,
everything you need,
who brings IQ, who brings that leadership to the table of a team that looks like they're missing that. That's like the one missing link you worry about.
And the homecoming aspect, too, for him.
Yes.
You know, it wasn't like he'd just show up somewhere and just look around like, all right, I'll play. This is like being home would be special to him.
There has to be something there that they see with their young talent that they don't want to let go of.
Right.
So, look, I'm not going to knock Daryl Morey because I know Daryl Morey's willing to get a trade in a heartbeat. And we all know Daryl Morey will give up whatever he needs to give up in order to get an asset that he feels like is going to help him win a championship.
Yeah. He's done it.
So if he sees something, I actually have trust in the value of how Daryl Morey sees his players.
Daryl Morey is a guy that collects picks but also uses them to get trades done. That's the one guy who does it right. And this time around, though, they said no, and that's okay. Because I still think they are going to be a contender in the East, no doubt. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, Barton Hahn in with J. Will. We're coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17. We are brought to you by Chase. It's the Sweet 16. We need your help. We're going to redraft the 16 teams left. Get in line. The first four callers will get in on this draft. So it's 888, say ESPN, 888-729-3776.
What, am I stalling for you? Your tummy blocking the camera,
stalling,
man.
Stalling, and we're stalling. So again, you're gonna call in. First four callers will be part of the draft that we're going to do of the players left among the Sweet 16. And you will be picking along with us and see who picks the best team.
I did that the other day.
You're good. All right, but we will get to all that.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
March Madness rolls on into the Sweet 16. And how are you doing, by the way?
I'm okay. I haven't had to go to the bathroom yet because I've been intimidated by how to go to the bathroom. Yeah,
yeah. You're not sure how to go?
I don't really know how, because I don't know how I'm going to buckle everything back up when it's that
to
time.
To explain to everybody listening, so J. Will has a watermelon. What would you say that
20
is?
Pounds.
It's a 20-pound watermelon.
Right, wrapped.
Yeah. By the way, my wife, midsection. This is what happened. So I tell my wife I'm doing this last night because she's 38
wife,
weeks
Nikki
pregnant.
Is
yep,
due, right?
Nikki's pregnant with our son Zane. We always laugh. A to Z. Like, our daughter's name is Amelia. My son's name is going to be Zane.
I like that.
From A to Z, right? From Amelia to Zane. And so I strap it and I send her a video. She's like, the baby's transverse. And I'm like, what?
What does that even mean?
She's like, the baby's sideways. She should probably flip the baby around to be the long. I'm like, geez. So I'm already messing up, but I'm trying to empathize, you know? Yeah. So I'm doing it the whole show. And I got to tell you guys, I've been having hot flashes. I've been struggling right now.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in struggling. A cornfield over here because all this crap dust.
It's just,
here
it, well, you know the wind, the air,
like,
is coming that way.
It's full circle, right?
Well, it sits right on the stomach as I'm having a cup of my morning Joe. You tell me how that's going to pan out.
There's like a brass band playing over there in the corner. You know what I'm saying?
Smells after a long night of partying and a lot of people on Bourbon Street.
Oh, no doubt. But like
White Castle last night? What the hell are you doing?
But in Indianapolis, there is March Madness and there's a Sweet 16. And we thought it'd be fun to put together a draft. We're going to draft the teams left in the tournament, and you're going to be part of it. We have callers lined up to join us, so we're doing a snake draft. We've had a lottery, and of course, because he wins all the time, Bart Scott has the first pick.
How'd you get the first pick,
he just
Bart?
Wins at life.
Who'd you pay to get the first pick?
Y'all was like, Price is Right. You went low, he went high, and I was stuck in the middle.
I'm never the top pick. Never.
I'll take $101, Bob. Yeah,
make your pick. Who you got?
All
with
right,
the first
so Bart
pick?
With the first pick of the Sweet 16 teams. Who you taking?
Go ahead, give me the Zags.
Man, you would take
so
the Zags.
All right. I'm next on the board. My pick will be Alabama.
Oh,
I'm going aggressive.
Okay, with the third pick in the KJZ draft, J. Will's going with the Baylor Bears.
Nice.
Let's go. Let's
All
go,
right.
Scott Drew.
We have Jacob in Wisconsin. Your pick.
I'm coming with a dark horse off the gate, and I got to go Syracuse over Houston.
You're going with the Q's.
Q's.
That's a, all right. All right. That's
all right.
A,
Q's is off the board.
Q's off the board.
So, oh, that's right. Now we go back to a caller.
Get two
snake
picks.
Draft. So we go to back to a caller. So we got Richard in Dallas. Make your pick.
Say Florida State.
Oh, that's State. A good pick for the callers.
I like that one.
Damn it, callers. You guys are getting good picks.
Off
value picks
as well.
There.
All right. All right. The March Madness
comes back to me.
NCAA tournament draft for the Sweet 16 continues on KJZ ESPN Radio. Jay Will, you're up.
I'm going with the Fighting Musselmans, Arkansas. Let's go
like
with Arkansas. I shouldn't have done that. Yeah, but Arkansas.
Not
Arkansas.
Too late, man. It's out.
Arkansas.
You handed the card off to the commissioner. You have to now hug him.
Okay.
And that's the pick. All right, my turn. I am up next.
This is getting tough.
Yeah.
Getting in the weeds. Getting in the weeds for the,
you know what?
The casual
I'm
fans.
I'm doing this for you, Key. USC, the Trojans. Let's go.
Respect. Respect. That's a good pick.
All right. Up next, Bart Scott.
Come on, man. I get kicked out of Detroit if I don't go with Big Blue. Come on, let's go, J.Y.
Okay. There it is. Michigan.
Michigan.
So they're off the board.
Bart, you're really picking out of the box. Number one seeds. Just when you know,
really
yeah.
Being aggressive. All right, Bart, on the snake draft, you go again.
I tell you what, man. I got to go with one of the little guys, man.
Yeah.
Let's
Sister
go
Mary
with
Jean.
Loyola, Sister Jean.
Sister Mary. Sister Jean. Thank goodness you called her by the right name
this
time.
Yeah, at least he did this time.
Mary Jean.
All right.
Mary Jean. Can't combine Mary Jane and Jean at the same time. Sister Jean.
I'm up next, and you know what? The city needs it. The city needs it right now. They need you. Cougars.
Oh,
Houston.
Oh, Houston.
We call you Houston here in New York. That's who I'm taking.
Okay. All right.
Jay Will. No. Yeah, Jay Will's up next.
Yeah, I'm going to go here. Got to go out of the South. Man. All the good ones are.
Oh, no. I see one. Come on now.
You know what? Just to go against. We're going to have him on the show today. Mick Cronin. I'll go UCLA.
Oh, really?
I'll go UCLA.
All right.
I'll go UCLA.
UCLA. That's an interesting pick by you there.
Value
considering
pick.
Who is still on the board. All right. Caller's turn. Let's go to Mike in Cincinnati. Mike, what's your pick?
Man, you guys got all the good teams that I was looking
that's
at.
That's what, Mike, you need the value picks, Mike. You need the value picks. Get in there.
I know. I'm going to have to go with LSU to upset Michigan since I'm in Ohio. I just can't go for that team.
Well, FSU, Florida
FSU
State is playing Michigan.
Yeah, Florida State.
Yeah, LSU
taken.
Didn't make it out of second round.
Right.
So, they already took their L.
Come on,
now,
Mike.
Did we penalize the caller? I think we penalized the caller.
Do we get the pick for the caller
now?
No,
I think they get a penalty.
All right, Oregon State.
Way to bounce back, Mike. Way to bounce back.
He hurried up, made that pick before.
That's his penalty, by the way, the 12 seed.
Oregon State.
All right, okay. We snake draft now to the next caller, Mike in Connecticut. What's the pick, Mike?
Hey, I'm going to go with Villanova.
They were a sleeper. Damn it, I didn't
Come
see
on.
Them.
I was hoping that one would slip through. All right. Nova off the board.
So
oh,
the caller's got Syracuse,
yep.
Florida State,
yep.
Oregon State, and Nova.
That's,
okay.
That's not bad. All right, Jay.
They could debate the fact
KJZ,
that they got the fourth pick.
March
they,
Madness.
Should be getting the first pick.
Redraft.
We can talk about that another time.
Jay Will selects.
I'll go with my guy Paul Mills over at Oral Roberts.
Yeah.
Leading scorer in the nation.
See if they can keep the dream
guard
alive.
Guard play.
Let's go.
Well, there's only two teams left to pick. And you know what?
You better
if
not,
it looks
get,
like
you better
a
not
duck.
Give me the play. You, oh, like you
going
to give
duck.
Me.
Oh,
you
act like a duck.
Don't messed up.
It's a
you
duck,
gonna
baby.
Oh, you going to give me the plantations? I ain't going there. Hell no. I pass it. I give it to Jay.
No,
I ain't going to the plantations.
No.
I ain't going to the plantations. You got the watermelon. You got the plantation. You take the plantation. You got the watermelon. You take the plantation.
No. That's why I didn't pick it.
We set you up.
We set you up for that's cold.
No, I ain't taking it. No, I ain't falling for that, Ricky Bobby. You better not ever let Jesse Jackson hear you say that. Man, get Jesse Jackson.
Bart happily takes Creighton with this.
Greg McDermott.
I'm escaping. I'm out.
You're out. You're opting out.
Did that work? I think that worked. So
give me your cornbread.
So go ahead. All right. So Jay,
get that man your cornbread. You're gonna be giving him a lot more than
that. Yeah, you're giving him a lot more than that.
So Jay, give me your team, Jay, real quick.
All right. So I got the Baylor Bears, mm-hmm. Arkansas, UCLA, and Oral Roberts.
You've got, that's a good squad.
I got, yeah.
I kind of feel good about that one.
I feel good about
Bart,
this
roster. Bart, your four?
My three? I got Gonzaga, got Michigan, and Loyola.
See, that's pretty strong, even with the unhappy fourth that he had to take.
Because Loyola has to play against Oregon State, and then they'll take the winner of Q's Houston. Actually, you know, Q's can run. Q's can run.
And by the way,
Q's can make the Final Four.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I know. Yeah. If you think about who they have going up against now, see, the funny thing is like you got the Zags and you got Creighton, so you've already pretty much canceled yourself.
Right, I canceled myself out. It don't make sense.
What is already out, no matter what? Right. You had to avoid that stuff. I've got Alabama, USC, Houston, and Oregon. So that's where I'm at. And the callers, Jay, you wrote down the callers, right?
Yeah, the callers have Syracuse, Florida State,
Villanova.
The value picks for the callers. Mm. Oregon State and Nova. Nova's going to be
Nova can come out.
I think Nova's going to have a tough time against
Baylor.
The way the guards play for Baylor, man. Like the guards play for Baylor the way we would love to rock out and play. Like, in your face, run, score. Jared Butler's a stud. They have guys that can go. But I tell you, value picks they have in Q's in Florida State, man. Florida State going to beat Michigan. You lock that, mark that one down right now. And I think Q's has a legit shot to beat Houston. And then, obviously, Loyola, Chicago, if they're able to get by Oregon State, I think Q's could beat them, too.
I'm pretty confident in my –
man.
I'm
okay, callers.
Confident in my West bracket.
You know what, though?
We got to figure out what the payoff
is
next week.
We got to pay this off in some way, somehow.
We should have the callers call in with what the bets are. So, like, you know, like
– suggest to us what you think we have to – what's the wager on this?
So, if the callers – something like if the callers get – more teams in the Final Four
than we do.
Then the callers have to say what we need to do for a show.
How about that's what you do? You do caller's choice segment next week.
Yes.
Where they decide what we have to talk about.
Yeah. And so if we get more in, then that means they have to shave their eyebrows and send us pictures.
They have to do something, yeah. Like we should hold those callers that we took calls from to some kind of standard. We have to figure that out. We got the weekend to figure that out.
I think there's a way where you could do like they have to like shave the show logo into like their head or
I like that.
Something like that.
I like that.
Can we do something along those lines?
That one?
That'd show
be dope.
Logo.
That might be dope.
Yeah, I like that.
I think something to do with the show logo and a body part.
Okay.
I'm into that.
Both Bart and I took a long pause because we had to think that one through. I was like,
a body part.
But the hair, carving it into the hair, yes.
Did I make that uncomfortable? Bart used to tell people on our show, and it happened, by the way. He would tell people, because we would give out the Twitter handle, Instagram, and all that stuff, and he would say, you can DM Alan your back tat and back stuff tat. Like that, like navel pics. And I'm like, nobody's going to do that.
Don't.
And then I go to my DMs on Instagram, like to the ones where you know you could open if you want, and I'm like, what? Like, people do this?
Where are the back tats located? Guys' back tats? Like, is it like the – like, is it like between your shoulder blades?
Or the lower lumbar.
No, see, because it's lower lumbar for God. I'm like, I can't rock out with that.
I need an explanation.
I have a tat like between the shoulder blades.
But
like,
I'm going to tell you what, how about they put the KJZ tat on their neck?
Neck tat. Like a temporary.
Neck tat. But it's a temporary.
A temporary
neck tat.
Yeah, right.
KJZ. I like that.
Erasable ink.
Right.
And take a picture of it.
Put it right. You have to go to work for a day with a KJZ neck tat.
No, it's a temp, so that's like 3 weeks.
Oh.
It's there. It takes a while to wash off.
Okay.
I'm sure Jacob, Richard, Mike, and then the other Mike are like, yeah, sure, I'll do that.
Well, Mike had LSU in the damn tournament. They lost.
Yeah, Mike in Cincinnati on, Mike. Almost like.
Come on, Mike.
Already,
you got
like,
one job.
We've got your number, by the way, so we'll find you. You are definitely going to go neck tat for us.
That'd be dope.
LSU.
KJZ neck tat. That's
yeah,
dope.
I like that.
Yeah.
Right here, right in the back. That's fashionable.
I think we have to do
that. Unless you're already talented like Birdman, we can't see it.
Winners and losers from the NBA trade deadline. We'll do that with Woj, who certainly was all over it, as he always is. We'll do that next after SportsCenter.
Shot clock down to 6. Cross-court skip Mike Scott. Sixers go to Danny Green. He fires for 3 in the corner. It's good! Danny Green knocks it down. His 8th 3 in the game. The Sixers are kind of squandering the possession for a moment. Finally, Mike Scott to the corner. And Danny Green with what else? A corner 3.
That's what it sounded like on 97.5. The Fanatic as the Sixers beat the Lakers 109-101. The Lakers just keep taking L's right now. No LeBron, no AD. But the Sixers' win was propelled by Danny Green's 8 three-pointers. DG is the second player in Sixers history to make 8 threes in multiple games, joining J.J. Redick. Before the game, Dwight Howard received his championship ring from the Lakers, and then he was ejected before halftime. To baseball, the White Sox, Eloy Jimenez, out 5 to 6 months. He's expected to be sidelined almost half the year after rupturing his left pectoral tendon, trying to make a play in the outfield during an exhibition game. He batted .296 with 14 homers and 41 RBIs during the pandemic-shortened season. College basketball, Oklahoma men's basketball coach Lon Kruger has retired. The announcement was made Thursday after 45 years in coaching. He led the Sooners to 7 NCAA tournaments and a Final Four appearance in 2016. He's one of just 3 coaches to lead 5 different programs to the big dance. SportsCenter brought to you by Goodyear. Goodyear knows from here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to get through the playoffs, and it takes everything to capture a title. Goodyear, more driven.
NBA trade deadline is in the books. Kyle Lowry's still a Raptor.
I don't know if Victor Oladipo has that tough skin to match that Miami Heat culture.
Celtics made their significant move today.
It's not enough. We're no longer going to be living in basketball purgatory in the Windy City.
Now you add Aaron Gordon to the mix.
Huge pickup for Denver.
One of the best things that could have possibly happened for the Clippers just happened.
You could say that Miami was the winner of the trade deadline.
So the trade deadline comes and goes. We always talk about winners and losers, teams that got better. Jay trying to get the baby to go to sleep.
It's even harder to dance to the music.
Bart, we've already talked about as we get hungry during the show.
Oh,
we might have to carve it out a little bit, get a spoon, scoop.
No.
Start feeding the water.
No, that's definitely happening.
Y'all ain't touching my kid.
No, you going to stand up.
Y'all ain't touching my child.
You going to stand up. We going to eat it out like we eat out at a buffet, man. We just going to scoop it all out of your tum-tum.
Just walk by, Jay.
Right of your tum-tum. Oh, man, that's good. Sweet. Right.
Adrian Wojnarowski joins us right now, our ESPN NBA insider. Yesterday, a very busy day for him, of course, all over it as usual. And Woj, as we always do when it comes to trade deadlines and whatnot, we do it with free agency as well. We talk about who the biggest winner is, who the biggest loser is. In your mind, was there a big winner and a big loser?
Well, I think certainly the Miami Heat bringing on Victor Oladipo and really giving them an opportunity for the long term to see if he fits. And he was a player that we know there's been a mutual interest between Oladipo in wanting to eventually get to Miami and the Heat wanting to have him, especially once Giannis Antetokounmpo went off the board and he wasn't going to be available for them to pursue. And I think now they get him for this window of time. They can have their medical team get a good look at him, see his health, and then see how he fits in there. And not just whether they'd want to sign him longer term, but how much do they want to pay him? And they certainly get a player here for the rest of the season that can potentially help this group, you know, as they kind of climb their way, get healthier, get past some of those early COVID issues, and kind of do what they did last year, just sort of work themselves into sort of that playoff team in the East that becomes a really tough out.
Woj, knowing how much they wanted him, why did the Rockets get so little compensation for Oladipo?
Well, I think a combination of factors with Oladipo. One, you know, that quad injury that he had, you know, about a year and a half ago, you know, that concerns people. He's not been as available and on the court as you want a player to be before you're going to invest draft picks or young players in a trade. He's not been terribly efficient in his time in Houston this season since coming over in the trade from the Pacers. And so all around the league, there was interest in Oladipo. Bringing him in as essentially a rental for the rest of the season, even without an expectation that you might re-sign him. But the kind of offers you're going to get for a player in that situation, they're just not going to be significant. And, you know, Miami kind of waited until the end of the deadline. And when they didn't have a deal for Kyle Lowry, you know, they were able to pivot. And ultimately, that was the best deal that Houston had on the table, and they ultimately said yes.
Woj, the Hawks have gotten better. The Nets are the Nets. The Milwaukee Bucks are at the top tier. The 76ers have gotten better. Miami has gotten better.
what's happening in Boston? Evan Fournier is a very talented player, but it feels like, how come they haven't surrounded Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown with more talent?
I mean, Jay, they had the talent. It's been a talent drain in Boston, starting with Kyrie Irving leaving and then Gordon Hayward leaving in the sign and trade to Charlotte this past season or this offseason. And those are players you just don't easily replace. And that's, you know, they've had through the years, obviously, a lot of picks. And we can go through the list of players, you know, that they didn't trade for, that they may have had the assets to do. And listen, when you have Tatum and you have Brown, you know, you have a cornerstone to build off of there and to add around them. There's no question. That's as good of a young combo as there is in the league. But you've seen this season, the Celtics certainly struggled with their depth, with their bench. And then Kemba Walker, I think the knee injury with Kemba Walker, that's limited him. You know, that's impacted this Boston team. He's not been as available consistently and hasn't played as well in stretches as they hoped he would coming from Charlotte. It's been physical. You know what kind of how important winning is to Kemba Walker, what kind of character he has. And I think he's as frustrated as anybody. Listen, Boston was a team, you know, that checked in on Kyle Lowry. They don't have the assets to get it done.
It's KJZ, Alan Hom, Bart Scott in with Jay Will. We're talking with Adrian Wojnarowski. Joins us on the Goodyear Hotline. It's brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. When we were talking yesterday, it felt like Kyle Lowry, it was a given almost that he was going to be on the move. And we were all anticipating where it would be, which of the teams, and there was a couple of teams that seemed to be hot on the trail. You just mentioned earlier how the Heat had to pivot once they knew they weren't going to get that deal done. I just had a theory that I think what Masai was doing here was to see what can I get for him. And if I can get a maximum return, it's sort of like what the Yankees did with Aroldis Chapman, getting a Gleyber Torres and then getting Chapman back in free agency. And maybe that's what they were hoping to do. Am I close on that? What do you know about that situation?
Well, number one, Alan, you lost me on the baseball analogy. I'm a Red Sox fan. I don't even know who those guys are anymore. But it may be exactly like that. But no, you're right. Masai was going to see what the market was going to bring back for him, and you know he never felt he had that they had to trade him, that they had to give him away. And I think also Kyle Lowry was fine with finishing up this season in Toronto. He has loved playing there. And certainly it's not the same this year for them playing in Tampa. But listen, they got right down to it, 250, 255. They were still going back and forth with the Lakers, Philly, Miami. And ultimately, he just didn't see a deal there that he wanted to do. And I think, you know, the other teams, you know, again, this is a 35-year-old player. In some cases, it might have been a rental, and there's going to be limits. Miami's not trading a 21-year-old Tyler Hero for Kyle Lowry at this stage of his career. It doesn't make any sense. And so, listen, they can revisit a new deal in the offseason with Kyle Lowry. They could still get something back for him in a sign and trade. And if he just leaves and you lose that $30 million off of your cap, then it gives you some flexibility with your roster there.
Woj, I got to tell you, every time I saw a picture on the internet of Kyle Lowry playing next to LeBron James and Anthony Davis, I was like,
"Yeah,
oh, is this?" And obviously that move did not go through, Woj. But how come the Lakers couldn't make a move before the trade deadline? And how come, obviously, with LeBron and AD both being hurt?
Well, I think the Lakers, I mean, listen, they did engage on Kyle Lowry. And, you know, remember that Dennis Schroeder is a free agent this summer. They haven't come to terms on an extension during the season. They're limited in how much they can offer him now. I think Schroeder certainly has confidence that there's a need. Some teams like New York and Chicago who have point guard needs, especially now with the Bulls not trading for Lonzo Ball, you know, that he's going to have some leverage in the offseason. I still think a very good chance he goes back to the Lakers. I think with that uncertainty, you saw him more available in talks yesterday. And so I think for the Lakers, you know, again, when you make a trade at the deadline, you're giving something up, and you're going to have to give something up of value. Nobody's trying to help the Lakers get better without getting something back. And so for them, the buyout market becomes the way to do that. And that's why they're really focused on Andre Drummond right now. I know the Laker players have been trying to recruit him to L.A. Certainly, there's an opportunity for him to step right in, become the starting center there. That Laker team has missed, you know, the rim protection and how hard it was to get to the basket and get in the paint with Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee. It's been a lot easier this year with Gasol, Montrezl Harrell. And so Drummond gives them that dimension, would give them that dimension if they were able to sign him. But the Clippers are on Drummond. You know, certainly some of the contenders in the East.
Yeah, and that's the secondary market now when it comes to after the trade deadline. I'll have Mike Vaccaro give you a call and give you the breakdown of what I was trying to say about the baseball comparable. Well, it was great to talk to you. Thanks so much, as always. Good week for you, as usual.
See you tonight, Woj, on NBA Countdown, brother.
See you guys. All right.
You wearing a watermelon all day?
Yeah, he
all
is.
All day.
You
NBA
better.
Countdown tonight.
Coming
too,
up next, we got – oh, this is fun. Take it or shake it. Bart wasn't part of this last week, was he?
No,
right? We have fun when
was.
We do
shake
this.
Shake it. Get, my first.
Get your voice ready.
Shake it, shake it up.
All right, then. And the real winner of the NBA trade deadline, we'll discuss all that.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Box out drills with Bill Cartwright as your
box
head coach.
Box out drills.
Was the we had violations every time because he would just hold it.
Ugh.
It would go up and he would hold it.
Right, he'd do the.
And then you step in like violation. Like, well, stop holding it for 10 minutes. See, that's shoot the ball,
see,
Bill.
See, that's a top five that I would love to do. Top five most awkward jump shots. Right? You go with the Matrix. You go with Buddha Edwards. Ooh. You go with Benny Johnson.
Okay, so that's your next top five list because you love making lists. Bart Scott.
Let's go Benny Johnson.
Come on.
Benny Johnson. Like Benny. Microwave.
Oh, get in there one time. Wait,
hey,
hold it. I just want one
it's
time.
It's take it or shake it. We got to play.
Go.
All right, we'll play while you're
right
doing
now.
It.
Where are we at?
Well, Evan's coming in.
Ah!
Right, see, Evan, now you have to try to take control of the show. I'm just going to sit back and let you do this now, Evan.
All right, sounds good.
Oh, damn.
Take it or shake it, brought to you by Granger. Nikola Jokic, or as I like to say, the Eggman,
is
the NBA MVP right now.
How you
going to
be body shaming somebody?
It's not a body shame. His name is Jokic.
No, I thought you were saying because he built like Humpty Dumpty. Never mind.
No.
I'll take it back.
Well, shake it!
Shake it.
Can I get some more
shake it!
Happiness? Bart, participate. Shake it!
Shake it! Shake it! Don't break it. Took your mama 9 months to make. Oh, never mind.
I respect the Joker, or as Evan calls him, the Eggman. I think the season he's having is ridiculous.
Yep.
Almost a triple-double, almost a 50-40-90 type of season. You just got to get in the upper echelon of the Western Conference. Like, I don't know who the Denver Nuggets are. He's having an incredible season.
Oh, I know what they are.
What are they?
Treadmill.
Wow.
They're treadmill. They're a treadmill team. Good, not great.
Do you not like
good,
the Aaron
not
Gordon
bad.
Edition?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
I want to see. I want to see if Jokic can unlock Gordon. Now, that's where maybe the MVP starts to slide. Does this move, like they made a couple of moves. Does this move sort of change that? JaVale McGee comes in, give you some defense that they need in the front court.
And some energy, right?
So
Lob City,
I will take, if Aaron Gordon suddenly is like just slash left and right and Jokic is just, you know, like Sabonis, just throwing passes left and right and he's just dunking on people, now maybe you've unlocked something.
Can I get Jamal Murray for who he was in the bubble last
nice.
Year?
Yeah.
Can I have that version of Jamal Murray? Because I feel
nice
like that unlocks a lot for that team. But as of right now,
Michael Malone,
as of
like
right
that.
Now, I got James Harden MVP.
Okay. #FreeBobo.
He just loves Bobo. At least they didn't trade him, Bart.
Yeah, they bet not.
Andy Dalton will be the Bears week one QB one.
By default.
Take it.
Take it by default.
Take it.
Take it.
By default. He says it angrily.
Yeah. I got to tell you guys, though, the other day, I'm just scrolling on the internet. We all do it, right? Looking for things to be angry at. I was in one of those type of moods.
Oh, okay.
And when I saw the QB one
posted, the picture?
Yeah. Why are we doing this? I'm just like, Bears, why are you tripling down?
That is a lack of awareness.
I know that's what's going to happen, but like, why are we promoting it like that's the next coming of Tom Brady?
But is he that good that he doesn't even enter a quarterback competition with Nick Foles?
Apparently not.
They're making the same money. It's like, yo, like, I can't compete. I can't compete with Andy Dalton. It's just he QB1.
QB1.
Keep it moving.
Magic City is the biggest winner of the NBA trade deadline. Take it or shake it.
Take it! I'm curious how they're going to revamp the wings. Are they going to revamp the wings? Are they not?
You know what? Lemon pepper is going to be dry and wet.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Phrasing.
Dry and wet at the same
time.
Yeah.
Phrasing.
But can we can we taste test though?
No,
can we
get some wings? Like some dry rub and then you wet it up with the lemon sauce?
Ooh,
marinade.
I was being serious.
Advertising.
And then some lemon zest.
Lemon zest.
Lemon zest.
Just the infusion of capital that's gonna come. I mean, potential sponsorship there for the Hawks? I don't know.
Wouldn't that be something? Put it right on the court.
A patch.
Like, why not
Magic
own it?
City
if
patch.
You're the right Hawks, own it. Just own it, right? Okay, Magic City, they're part of us now.
Make like a little avatar with like a lemon with like legs and stuff, and it's like the whole thing. You know, just think, Sally Mae is going to be good, man, because how many book scholarships are going to be out at Magic City?
Okay, take it or shake it, moving on.
Danny Ainge or Brad Stevens will not return to the Celtics next season. Take it or shake it, or both.
Take it!
I think we're all in agreement on this.
Yes.
We're all in agreement. I think we're all.
Something's going to happen.
Woj just came on our show and says, well, there's been a depletion of talent. And I go this. A lot of people say, well, Kyrie Irving was the issue. Well, Gordon Hayward didn't want to stay because we couldn't pay him. I don't know. I mean, when you have Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum all on the same team.
Yeah.
Maybe we're talking about Brad Stevens. Maybe we're talking about Danny Ainge having a lot of picks, not doing trades for players that could have been brought into this team.
Who gets blamed first, Jay? Who always gets blamed first?
It's always the players.
After the players, who is it?
The coach?
No, the coach. The coach is always the first one blamed, not the GM.
But Danny,
usually not the players.
It's
always,
though.
You're not coaching well enough. You're not coaching them well enough.
It's been the players first.
Always says, no. Brad's my coach. Kiss of death.
He tried to own it.
Something's going
to
happen.
Passive aggressive.
All right, go.
Couple more we got to roll through. Take it or shake it's brought to you by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is always there to help. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. The Bulls will win a title before the Bears. Take it or shake it.
Take it.
Too easy.
Vucevic, Zach LaVine, great core to build off
Doesn't mean they will, just it will before the Bears.
I'll tell you, PG1, Zach LaVine.
PG1,
Zach LaVine. Post that picture, Bulls.
There you go. That actually would be low-key, like passive-aggressive.
64% on our Twitter poll say the Bulls will win a title before the Bears.
Only
and last
64?
One, take it or shake it, Jay has a pregnancy glow.
You know, I have noticed that. It could be just that you're
sweating. It could be the sheen from all that caffeine.
Bart, take it or shake it.
Take it!
There's something special going on. You got a
gleam
in your eye.
The baby's low right now. I think I'm going to have a boy. Feels like a boy.
Low?
It feels like it's low. Low and transverse. I got to go head down. Good. Go head down
make
first,
sure the baby
man.
Don't have a head like Stewie, man. You got to make sure.
Actually, the way it looks right now, he might.
That's what my wife says. She's like, your head is so big. Look at your kid's head. I'm like, come on.
Zach Wilson wears number one, but is two the magic number? KJZ, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app. Barton Hahn in with Jay Will.
Magic to come.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or wherever you stream your audio.